Professor Grunsplatter's Spookatorium. I am your curator, Professor Grunsplatter. Beyond these doors crouch the wonders, horrors, and wry smiles of an uncanny world. This world, your world. Should you choose to come inside, the sounds and stories that the shadows tell will be yours to behold. Make no mistake, it is a place of questions, not answers. A place where the tickle in your belly or the twitch in your eye simply mean you're paying attention. But then if you weren't curious, you wouldn't be here. There'll be no refunds once you enter. Thank you for your attention, and the brave ones, come with me.
Sing along if you know it. Anybody from Canada here tonight? Take off.
Hoser.
We got a name, a song after you. You call it Canada. Imagine a country so blue.
Welcome to episode 70 of the Spookatorium. The show opened with Shellac, and that was the version of Canada from their 2004 Peel Sessions that includes a lovely nod to the classic movie Strange Brew off of the End of Radio release. This is going to be a little bit different of an episode on May 7th, as a lot of you probably know. Musician, engineer, and provocateur Steve Albini passed away unexpectedly at the age of 61 from a heart attack. I'm not a hero worship kind of person, but there are a small handful of people that genuinely had an effect on my perception of what music could and should be, and Steve Albini was one of those people. So this episode is not only going to focus on his music, but also records he engineered and took part in other ways. He's got close to 1,500 credits to his name for releases he was part of, so this will only scratch the surface. But Steve was a punk in the purest form of what that means. His integrity and DIY ethic never wavered, and his mission in life was capturing the art for what it was in its rawest form. He was antagonistic, hilarious, thoughtful, and giving. He offended people sometimes, and when an apology was warranted, he apologized, and when it wasn't, he did not. He and his wife Heather have run a charity for years called Letters to Santa. They raise money and hand deliver the money to families in need on Christmas around Chicago. I believe they also expanded into Oakland in recent years. There's no middleman. It's donations in, hand-delivered checks out. Heather had worked with Second City in Chicago for years, and part of their fundraising was assisted by Second City doing a 24-hour comedy show to raise funds for this. If you haven't seen the documentary You Weren't There on the rise of the Chicago punk scene, I would encourage you to check that out. There's a lot of interviews with Steve, but it also just sort of explains the whole ethic around that community. And having grown up in the Midwest, I didn't live in a town where there was a scene, but there was something different about Midwest punk than there was from the coasts. And that's a fantastic documentary of that. In the next week or two, there's a new Shellac record that is slated to come out, and they were supposed to tour on that. I got to see them once in San Francisco. It was part of the Neurot Fest that Neurosis hosted for a few years. I remember someone broke a string or something, and there was some downtime during their set, and they told jokes. What's the difference between a hippie and an onion? No one cries when you cut a hippie. Steve Albini was a good and wise human, and he is gone too soon.
Yeah.
That set opened with White House and the track Vulgar from the Halogen record. Following that was Head of David with Skin Drill off their excellent 1988 release Dust Bowl. And the last one you heard there was Body Choke with The Delivery Man. And each of those were engineered by Albini. Next up is a collaboration that Steve did with Allison Chesley and Tim Midgett to compose the soundtrack for the Travis Stevens film Girl on the Third Floor. I was familiar with Stevens' film A Wounded Fawn, which I really liked. And then when I saw that Albini had worked on the soundtrack for Girl on the Third Floor, I tracked it down right away, and it is worth checking out. This piece is called Line 55.
Thank you.
That was Dazzling Killman from the 1993 release Face of Collapse, and that track was called Painless One. Before that was Neurosis with Prayer off their Sovereign EP, and that set opened with a piece from the Girl on the Third Floor soundtrack from Chesley, Albini, and Midget. This next one is from Pigface, and not only did he engineer this record, but Steve plays guitar on this track. This is Point Blank from their debut album, Gub.
Down high, you can decide yourself. I'm criminal.
That was Murder Incorporated, which is basically Killing Joke with Chris Conley on the mic. That track is called Last of the Urgents. Before that was The Wedding Present with Flesh World from their 1991 album Sea Monsters. And that set opened with Pig Face and Point Blank. And that track actually had Chris Conley on vocals also. Going through figuring out songs to include in this, I was struck by something that I never explicitly really thought about. But if you ask me what components I would choose to put in a band, I would say big drums, I would say prominent bass guitar, and I would say dissonant guitar. And whether you present that like Susie and the Banshees or Voivod or Godflesh or all of the ways that Albini has coaxed it into the world, if it has those things, I will probably want to hear it. This is Right Man with Monobrow.
exists to showcase music and ideas. I am not an expert at anything, and I have no agenda beyond fostering curiosity. The show is not monetized on any platform. It's available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and others. A video version is available on the Cryonic Mind YouTube page. If you can like, subscribe, comment, etc., it helps the show's visibility. If your music was featured here and you'd prefer it was not, let me know and I will remove it from the feed. You can reach the show at spookatorium@gmail.com. The website can be found at spookatorium.org, and your comments are always welcome. Thanks very much for spending some time here. We'll be right back.
That was High on Fire, probably my favorite High on Fire track, Brother in the Wind from Blessed Black Wings. Before that was UT with Scrape, Jesus Lizard with The Art of Self-Defense, and opening that set was Rape Man with Monobrow. This has barely scraped the surface, even of the stuff that I have that Steve was part of, but when you see the news reports about Nirvana and the Pixies and Bush and the Breeders, and so on, that is a small percentage of the music that he helped cement. Funny, when I was reviewing his Discogs page, he did a White House release, then he did the classic Pixies record, and then he did the Head of David record, right in succession. I played some Zenny Geva an episode or two ago, so I didn't play them this time, but he recorded a lot for them. He even did a collaboration with them at one point. There was a lot of stuff for Skin Graft Records. Much of that I have, but I don't have it digitized. Anyway, I didn't know Steve, but through his music, engineering, writing, and interviews, he enriched my life and many others, and I'm truly going to miss knowing that he is out there in the world just being himself. We'll return to our regularly scheduled programming on the next episode to blow out the candle this week. Obviously, it's Big Black, a top five project for me going back decades. I think I will go with Fish Fry because the opening line paints such a picture and it always makes me smile.